And on the line now, I have Urban Schrott from ESET Ireland. Good afternoon, Urban.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call. Now, going back years, we've been talking about scams. We've been talking about how to stay safe online, keep your children safe online, and passwords. We touched on passwords, I think, once or twice, but passwords are a big thing as regards security, online security.
Yeah, they're basically, you know, the first gatekeeper of all our online activities, you know, the first line of defense, the first thing that the cyber criminals try to crack, try to hack to get into our accounts. So, you know, you could have very good antivirus solutions on your computer. You could have very good firewalls on your devices. You could have a lot of security features everywhere, but then you're using a very bad password, and you know it's the easiest way to get to all your online accounts. And the cyber criminals know this, and that's why they're trying to get to our passwords all the time. You know, either they're trying to guess them, or they're trying to brute force attack them, or they're looking through dumps of old hacked passwords that have already been revealed, and they try to use those, since people tend to reuse passwords a lot. So, you know, passwords are still the most critical, weakest spot of our security.
Yeah, now, and a lot of people will use passwords, as you say, that are easy to remember. And I know people who use the same password for all their, for everything that they have on their laptop or whatever.
Most of us know people like that, and you know, hopefully most of us are reminding them that that's not a very good practice. For instance, even, you know, the list of the most popular passwords in 2018 that was compiled at the end of the year, the top 10 were still 123456 password, 123456789, QWERTY, Sunshine, you know, 1111, the simplest things, and millions of people are using these same ones. You know, that's definitely not a good idea, because obviously, you know, anyone trying to get to your account is going to try these ones first. Not much guessing really involved there. Also, yes, using the same password over all of your accounts, not very smart, because once they guess one, they can guess or just use that one for all the rest of them. So, you know, if maybe just your Twitter was hacked, then by the same password, also your other social media is hacked, your Gmail account is hacked, you know, pretty much very soon they can have your entire online life, exposed. So, it's not very smart. So why do people do this? Convenience. You know, easy to remember. You know, who's going to remember 20 different difficult long passwords for 20 different sites? So this is where, you know, we keep, you know, at ESET Ireland, we keep trying to educate people about secure password practices. Rather than, you know, breaking your head with trying to remember 20 different passwords or doing the next not very smart thing, putting them all on a piece of paper and keeping the piece of paper close to your computer, for reference, also not very smart. How about using passphrases? How about using a password manager? Very few people know about password managers, but you have, you know, some very reliable things out there, like LastPass and others, where, you know, you only have one master password and your password manager encrypts all your other passwords and enters them when needed. How about using a passphrase you can remember and several different passphrases for your different websites? But, you know, a passphrase is easier to remember than just a long combination of letters and numbers and so on. So if you use a short little sentence, a sentence which only you know, or that has relevance to yourself, you know, that is something which is a lot more difficult to guess and a lot safer to use as your means of entering all your various online accounts.
Yeah, you mentioned password manager there. Do you just want to explain to our listeners who have never heard of it, and I'd be one of them, What password? Is it available?
You can look. You can look up password managers. They're basically software which remembers all of your passwords if you entered them once. It asks you, do you want me to remember the password for this site? And after that point, it always enters it automatically without you having to. And all you have to do is remember the master password to get into your password manager, and that one then manages the passwords for all your accounts. Now, a lot of people then ask me, but what if that one is hacked? Well, first of all, you should use something difficult as a master password, but you only have to remember that one rather than 20 different ones. Of course, if you use 12345 for your master password, then obviously you've handed over all your passwords to the cyber criminals again on the platter. The other question I usually get is, are these password managers safe? Will they keep my password safe? Well, most of them have their passwords encrypted. So even if they get hacked, even if the cyber criminals get hold manage to breach the password manager's database of passwords, they're still encrypted. And with modern-day encryption, it's practically impossible to decrypt if you don't have the encryption key. So I think it is an extra layer of security.
Okay, and there's a lot of sites now, and if you go onto them and it asks you to create a password, it'll come up, this is a weak password, this is a strong password. People, an awful lot of people just don't care if it's a weak passport, you know, password.
Well, for a lot of people, like I said, it's convenient to remember something very simple. But, of course, it's equally convenient for the cyber criminals to then get to these accounts of ours. And the consequences can be many. They can impersonate yourself and contact your friends on your mailing list. Sometimes asking them for money through different scams, pretending they're you and that you're stranded abroad and that you need some money sent to you so you can get home, and stuff like that. Very known scams going on all the time. So, you're not only putting yourself at risk, you're putting your friends at risk through this as well. So it's definitely something people should be looking at. Of course, then there's, since I mentioned passphrases, something to point out would be you shouldn't be using passphrases that are very, very known, like known sayings or pop song lyrics, which everybody knows, So if they recognize the first couple of words, they'll know the rest of the phrase, and it'll be very easy for them to hack that as well. As I said, since the passwords are the first line of defense, shouldn't people really be, a bit more concerned that they have a strong first line of defense? And another little detail, which a lot of people don't really think, they create a lot of new accounts. For instance, you need to use some service online, an image sharing service or something, and you only needed that one time, and you create an account because it asks you, if you want to use the service, you have to create a free account. So then you create a free account. For easiness, you usually use your email address as the username and probably the same password as you use for all the others as the password. But then after you've used this service once, you forget about it and you never use it again. So it might be sitting there for a couple of years, and every few years, sites do get hacked. We've had big breaches, big hacks for a lot of big names in the past years. LinkedIn and Last.fm and, Amazon. All these kind of names keep popping up in the news that occasionally they get hacked, and so many million passwords were stolen from them. So this old account that you once used for something and then you forgot about, then a few years down the line, it gets hacked. Your password gets stolen from it, and you've long forgotten about it, but then the cyber criminals have that password that you used for that one. If it was the same password that you used for your other sites, which you still are using, then they do have the password associated to your email address for the other thing. So what if they then take your email address and that password and try to log into Google or Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or anything else with that username and password? they'll be right in because you haven't changed it for years, because you use the same one all over them. And this, again, puts you at risk. You know, someone can take over your identity, or they can just deface your social media sites, you know, to embarrass you. All kinds of bad things can happen through, you know, such negligence. So another thing we do suggest is, you know, delete old accounts that you're no longer using or that you maybe only used once.
Yeah, and there's people out there and they're probably saying, ah, this will never happen to me, but we've been talking now for years, and the scams are that are out there, they're still, some of them are still out there, and there's new ones coming every week, and they're getting more realistic looking. I got an email recently to say that there was a parcel they were unable to deliver and to click on here to make contact. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, of course, from our conversations, I didn't, but... you know, there's scams
well,
out there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are constantly trying. You know, you might even receive something that appears to be an email coming from some service that you were using sometimes, asking you to go and change your password. But it takes you to a fake website, which first asks you put in your current password. Now put in the changed password, and basically when you put in your current password, you've given your password to the cyber criminals. So you shouldn't really follow links that you get in unsolicited emails which tell you to do something. If you think you need to change your password, go directly to that service that you're using, log in there, and change your password through the service you're using. Don't follow a link in an email that you randomly receive that asks you to go somewhere and change your password. I mean, we have to realize cyber criminals are very ingenious. You know, it's their job to keep coming up with new scams, new tricks to trick us every single day. But it's up to us. It is our own responsibility to keep our, you know, various online aspects safe. For instance, there is a website, Have I Been Pwned, you know, Have I Been PWNED.com, in which you can put your email address and it'll tell you if it ever appeared in any of the breaches of various websites. So I've even put in one of mine, and it did turn up, you know, that one of my email addresses has been mentioned in some old hacks. So, you know, and that was through no fault of mine. I've been using, for instance, a bunch of social media for years, and, you know, LinkedIn was among them, and LinkedIn did get hacked a few years ago, and a bunch of their usernames and passwords were revealed to the cyber criminals. Of course, they did prompt people immediately to go and change their passwords, and I did the same thing. So apparently I was, I hope, relatively safe. But, you know, it just goes to show that it can happen to anyone, even entirely without their own fault. So maintaining password hygiene is a responsibility of all of us all the time. Don't have the same password over many years because, you know, eventually if a leak or a hack happens and you're still using the same password, you know, it will... You know, it'll end up in the hands of the cyber criminals. There's another scam actually going on still. When you receive an email which actually quotes one of your passwords and it says, you know, we have your password, we have hacked your account, and then they actually list a password which could be one of these old passwords from some old hack, and you might recognize it. Now, if you do regularly change passwords, you'll immediately recognize that's an old password. That was a password from 10 years ago or something like that that I no longer use, so I'm safe. So you can easily discard that email. But some people haven't changed their passwords for 10 years. So then they receive an email, we have your password, you know, and we'll do bad things to you unless you pay us a certain amount in ransom. And people panic, and they do end up paying. And that's exactly what the cyber criminals want. They want to get you to panic. They want to make you concerned. And then at the end of the day, they want your money. So if you did maintain password hygiene, if you have changed your password in regular intervals, you know, some suggest every half a year, some suggest every couple of months, you know, if you did change passwords, if you do use different passwords for all different accounts and so on, then of course you are changing yourself, keeping yourself safer online. However, if you don't maintain password hygiene, then there's a bunch of ways that they can get to you.
Okay, Urban, it's always a very, very interesting talk. And is there anything else now we should be talking about, or anything else you want to mention?
Well, this is pretty much it for this round of warnings. Yeah. And I do hope people take them to heart, because, you know, cybersecurity is many layers. Today, you saw, we spent quite a while talking only about passwords, and passwords are just a tiny bit in the puzzle of online security. So we have to kind of take all of them into account. And every time we speak, I hope we're trying to convey to your listeners, you know, the urgency of keeping themselves safe through responsible behavior, rather than just, you know, handing over your security to a security package that you're using, rather than, you know, having your wits about you all the time and being, you know, careful and alert to various scams and to various bad practices that, you know, we're all guilty of in one way or another. So, you know, I'd say, you know, to kind of sum up, this is just one of the parts. I do hope some of your listeners will take it to heart, but for all the others, they're all welcome to follow our blog at blog.esa.ie, where we highlight different aspects of online security practically every day with a different story. And even if you don't have time to read through the entire blog entries, if you just browse through the headlines, still you'll get kind of a feel of everything that's going on in the cybersecurity world. So you kind of, you can be on the lookout for latest scams. You can take precautions with various tips and tricks that we offer. You can look into, I don't know, your child's security online in our specialized publications on that topic, or how to stay safe on social media with, again, specialized tips regarding that. So, you know, if I always repeat that every time we talk. Yeah. When it comes to cybersecurity, as everywhere else, knowledge is power. The more you know about the scams, the less likely you are to fall for them.
Yes, and I would recommend that site. It is. It's a very good site. And as you said, even you might have time to read everything, but if you just read the headlines, it'll mean if you see something and you're the slightest bit suspicious about it, you're not going to click. So that's the main thing, really.
Exactly.
Okay, Urban, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. And
you're most welcome.
Happy New Year to you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. I'm definitely be talking again, because these scams are constantly happening. Okay, Urban.
Yeah, unfortunately, we will have to talk about this some more, because surely new ones will keep coming up, and there will be plenty more warnings for people to, you know, what to look to be on the lookout for. Right, Happy New Year to you as well, and your listeners, and I hope they do stay safe in the coming year.
Okay, Urban, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Right, that was Urban Schrott there, ESET Ireland, and should go onto that site. It gives out a lot of information, and it's very important to stay safe online.